T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Ted Cruz with the soundbite of the day there. No doubt about it. He and Senator Kennedy are vying for the best soundbite every morning now, it seems like. Hey, welcome into the show. Glad you're back with us on the Mark Cox Morning Show, and here along with Tricia and Denise and Sue Thomas this morning, keeping track of what's going on out there in the roads and in the news. Follow us on the Odyssey.com app. You can take us wherever you go. It's right there on your phone. You can listen to the show, stream it live. You can hit the rewind button. You can get the podcasts, everything you want in one place, or just go to the website, 971talk.com. You can find it all right there as well. We're trying to make it as easy for you as possible. Hey, by the way, let's play that Ted Cruz bite so people can hear what he's talking about. He's talking about the infrastructure, everything but the kitchen sink plan that Joe Biden is pushing on America.
Joe Biden, when they let him out of the basement, and he teams up with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, they are losing it. They are spending money like crazy. Dear God, please, nobody tell the Democrats what comes after a trillion.
I love that. Is it a gazillion? I don't know. That's what they'll
what
be
is,
seeking
what,
next.
Like, actually, what is it? What comes after a trillion? I feel like I should know this, but I don't.
I feel like I should know it, but I don't. I think it's a...
Okay, well, that's what Google's
We're going to have to Google it.
What
now comes that you've
after
asked that question, you've
trillion.
Caught us flat-footed here.
Well, I caught myself flat-footed, too. I didn't mean
quadrillion.
To.
A quadrillion. Then quintillion, sextillion, septillion, octillion.
Oh, that makes sense.
Quadrillion.
Yeah.
Lord
there
help
you go.
Us.
Okay,
yep.
It's coming. Where's gazillion in there?
It must come after decillion.
Oh, okay.
Infinity.
Exactly.
There's a Google question that says, how much money is a gazillion?
What's the answer?
It might seem like there are a gazillion ants at your family picnic, but hopefully you pack some bug repellent. That's the answer. Thanks, Google. It's a made-up word meaning a whole bunch.
Yeah,
okay. We should ask Siri what a gazillion is. Every time I say that, my phone dings. I shouldn't even say the word. Hey, by the way, all the news stations were out in the Rockwood District last. I don't know if you noticed that or not. They had a school board meeting, and they have, of course, they're trying to address their racial equity curriculum that they have in Rockwood. And, you know, parents have been complaining about this prior to that memo that came out instructing teachers to hide their curriculum. And they've gone to these board meetings saying, listen, we need to know what you're teaching our kids. We need to have a say in that. I'm going to play you a couple of bites from that meeting last night, because here's one of the parents who is concerned. Even though Rockwood claims they're not teaching critical race theory, there are parents that are concerned about what they are teaching. And I think it's important that the voices be heard. Listen.
I don't send them to get a moral lecture, a political lecture, a political ideology, an evil political ideology.
That was one of the parents there last night. I thought it was interesting to listen to one of the others, because there was a lady there that's clearly in favor of some of the ways that Rockwood has chosen to instruct its students these days. And listen to how she twists this. She tries to play it off as just... people are often shocked when they hear a new idea, but they want to think of it as activism, but it's just about change. Listen to this twisted logic.
Face it, change is hard. It is difficult. When you first see it, It can look and feel like activism. It can look and feel like it's political. I don't think anyone who supports promoting equality in education is trying to indoctrinate children.
Isn't that the definition of activism? Didn't she just describe that for us there? And here's the thing about it. You know, I have been preaching this from my bully pulpit here on radio for a long time. You can be as upset about things as you want, but if you don't vote, it doesn't make a darn bit of difference. We found that out with the county executive race, which is why Sam Page is still in place in Clayton, doing whatever he wants with health rules. We complained about it because we didn't like the way the school board was doing things with the pandemic. And what'd you do? With very few exceptions, you went right back out and voted the same people back into office because you didn't vote. These hundreds of parents that showed up last night, did they vote in November? That's what I'd like to ask them. Maybe some did. My guess is the majority didn't, or you wouldn't have the exact same school board in there that you had prior to the election, and you'd have a voice on the school board. That's where curriculum decisions are made. So instead, you've got the same school board that endorsed all this garbage to begin with, defending it last night.
And after all of those public comments, the school board made a statement tonight. They said they stand by their teachers. They are calling on this community to stop with the harassment and the shame, saying that all harassment of any kind is not acceptable.
Well, the last part of that I certainly agree with. There are parents out there that have complained about their children's curriculum that are now being doxxed online. I think the teachers union's making up a lot of the threats. I'll be real honest with you. I don't think that's a real thing. We're going to talk more about that. 314-241-9797. Up next, a candidate for the Pennsylvania Supreme Court who's upset with the way the court ignored voting irregularities back in November. We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There you go. Bill is signed.
Governor Ron DeSantis there in Florida signing their new Florida election bill into law yesterday, limiting those drop boxes, restricting mail-in voting, doing the kind of common sense things that need to be done around the country in reaction to what happened last November. Now, it's interesting because Pennsylvania was one of those states where there were questions, but the high court there pretty much turned down a lot of those challenges. We have Judge Paula Patrick on the phone with us this morning. She is a candidate right now for the Supreme Court in the state of Pennsylvania. And Judge, welcome into the show.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Great to have you on this morning. And just to explain to my listeners here in Missouri and Southern Illinois, because we don't have our Supreme Court justices are not elected here in Missouri. So that's the way things are run in Pennsylvania, correct?
Yes, in Pennsylvania, we're one of the few states that actually have partisan judicial elections, and they're every odd year, or what we call, or every 2 years. So this is the year for our judicial elections. And just seeing some of the things that have happened, and not just in Pennsylvania, but really around the country and some of the states, like, of course, what Governor DeSantis did in Florida, we have not had any election reform whatsoever in Pennsylvania since what happened last year here.
Well, you know, this is what caught my eye when I read about your candidacy. The question, did your state Supreme Court decide the 2020 election? There were challenges made about your, I believe, your Secretary of State, some of her actions and whether or not rules that were changed at the last minute were changed properly or not. And the court just never took those up. And you think it has a lot to do with a partisan point of view?
Well, yes. And the main thing is that just the cases that were here, our Supreme Court never heard them. They then were appealed to our U.S. Supreme Court, and the U.S. Supreme Court refused to resolve some of the election issues in Pennsylvania. And even Justice Clarence Thomas said that the fact that the court would not even hold a hearing, it flies in the face of judicial integrity, and it causes the public to lose faith and confidence in our system. And so since the election of last year in Pennsylvania, we have not had taken any steps whatsoever to election reform. And here we are at another election.
Yeah, I would agree with that. We're talking to Judge Paula Patrick, who's the presiding judge of the Court of Common Pleas there in Philadelphia, running for the Supreme Court in Pennsylvania. You know, I hear the term judicial activism a lot. And I always say when dealing with issues with the U.S. Supreme Court, we don't want somebody who's there making laws. We want somebody who's interpreting whether or not laws passed by the legislature stand up to the Constitution. Is that your definition of it as well?
Absolutely. And that's why I'm running for our Pennsylvania Supreme Court. Some things that happened last year, for the past several years, though, our court has become heavily liberal and they have become totally activists. And I believe that they have really ceased and desist to be a true court of law. And we need justices that are willing to follow the law to uphold our rights and to defend our Constitution. And that's why I'm running. And people can find out more information about me at VotePaulaPatrick.com. Again, at VotePaulaPatrick.com.
Well, I hope they do, because, you know, we've got a serious problem in this country. And the talking point across the country whenever I bring up the 2020 election is, well, all of these challenges were turned down by the courts. But in most cases, the challenges were never even heard by the courts. The evidence was not heard. A lot of these were turned down on standing. Am I correct?
That's correct. And the other thing I think is key is that we look at Maricopa County in Arizona, of course, what happened in Georgia and in South Carolina and in Florida. Listen, a lot of people must understand that there were some things that happened in this election where they actually have evidence. And that's what, you know, even in Arizona, what we see, right? What they're doing is they're not trying to change the vote or overturn what happened. They're simply seeking to audit the vote. And that is that they're, for example, they will knock on someone's door and say, well, listen, we have that you had 8 votes for this house. Do you, in fact, have 8 votes? All right. And so at this point now, the FBI has stepped in, right, saying that that amounts to, quote, voter intimidation. Why? No one's trying to change the election. They're simply trying to get the information to determine whether it's accurate.
Well, Your Honor, I hope they get your common sense voice on the court up there in Pennsylvania. And thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. And tell family and friends to vote for Paula Patrick, votepaulapatrick.com.
Amen. Thank you very much for that. I appreciate it. Hopefully, if you know anybody in Pennsylvania, let them know about Judge Patrick. I think it's fascinating that it's a political process in Pennsylvania, very much so. So when you look at the decisions of that court to not even go back and consider the fact that the legislature alone in Pennsylvania is given the authority by the United States Constitution to determine election laws and regulations, and changes were made to the way that was done in Pennsylvania by a Secretary of State, right? Not the legislature, and by lower courts in Pennsylvania. Alterations were made to how voting was to be done and counted and how many days late a ballot could be and all of that stuff. And the Supreme Court up there, which in Judge Patrick's words was activist liberal, would not hear those challenges. Interesting. Now the Justice Department is weighing in out in Arizona. You see they're weaponizing it out of the Biden administration. What a shame. Quick break here. We'll talk about this and more with Grant Stenchfield, host of Newsmax. We'll be right back.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Honored to have Grant Stenchfield.
It's our job as listeners, patriots, Americans, to stand up. You may not agree with what somebody says, but you have a right to say it. Go St. Louis.
Grant Stenchfield joining us right now. Grant, you know, I don't know why they didn't get rid of Liz Cheney 3 months ago, but here we go again, huh?
Yeah, you know, I'm just sitting down here starting to write my monologue for tonight, and it's interesting, Mark, you and I think alike, because I'm talking about Liz Cheney on the program tonight, and this is the fundamental problem with Republicans, is that they are so disconnected from the rest of their party. So while the left wants to make it look like Republicans are in civil war, I would argue maybe that's true in Washington among our elected leaders, but it's not true among Republicans around the country. I think we're more unified than ever before. We're unified behind President Trump and America First policies. Liz Cheney just doesn't understand that.
No. No, I would agree with that completely. And you're right. That's what the president said this week, that there's some sort of a civil war. He doesn't understand Republicans. I'm watching some of the other morning network news this morning. They're running exclusive. This must have been hard to get an exclusive interview with Trump hater Cindy McCain, right? On troubles going on in the country right now. There's no doubt about it. They want to see this tear people apart. But what people need to remember is that Liz Cheney represents a very small percentage of people within the Republican Party right now. And she's wrong about what happened on January 6th. And we need to keep repeating that.
You know, a very small number of people. And so she's going to have big problems when she goes back to run for re-election in Wyoming, which is a very, very conservative state. And she has, this is just to show you how delusional is. She's talking about running for president in 2024. Well, what, as a Democrat? Because she certainly doesn't have a shot to get through a Republican primary.
I couldn't agree with that more. I wondered that same thing just the other day. I mean, I don't know. Not even Dick Cheney can come in and save her at this point. And he's been oddly quiet through all of this.
I'm sure he's probably disappointed. But, you know, he was one of the old guard that's part of the problem as well. And,
yes,
and as much as George Bush and Dick Cheney kept this nation safe after 9/11, I'll always be grateful for them. They were the quintessential establishment Republicans. And the more time goes by that I reflect on the Bush presidency, I realize that. And Cheney is all, Liz Cheney I'm talking about, is part of that establishment, set in stone way, go along to get along. Washington knows better than you do at home. And so, you know, now though, Mark, one of the problems is they're talking about Elise Stefanik. Look, she's a nice lady. She's come on the program. She did defend President Trump, but her politics are another New York congresswoman out in left field. She is not a strong conservative. And I would argue this is the problem with Republicans in Washington. They're not embracing the party. Jim Jordan has said he doesn't want it, but man, I'd love a guy like Jim Jordan or Devin Nunes.
Yeah, yeah.
Those two guys are leaders. They would represent us, not Elise Stefanik.
Oh,
How do you say it anyway? Stefanik or Stefanik?
I'm with you. I mean, sure, her rating, her conservative rating is in the 40s somewhere by people that have looked at how she's voted on things, and that's who we're going to make the conference chair. I would agree with you. Sometimes I think, Grant, you're my brother from another mother. Can I just tell you that?
Well, we think alike. I mean, there's a reason why we're doing this for a living, I guess,
absolutely.
Right?
You know, I saw you did a piece a couple days ago on the Arizona election audit. I keep updating people on what's going on down there. I mean, the onslaught from the people who are afraid of what they're going to find just continues. Now we find out the Biden administration has basically weaponized the Department of Justice to try to slow roll or call into question what they're trying to do in Arizona.
Yeah, I mean, they are in panic mode over what could come out of this. Now, with that said, I'm going to make a prediction here that I really don't like making. I had Ken Bennett on the program a couple of days ago. Maybe that was the segment you saw. And I asked him a question. I said, are you finding ballots to put aside? What do you do with them? And he said, very nonchalantly, well, if there's a little circle that's not filled in right, or it looked like they voted twice, then we put it aside. And I got to thinking afterwards, that's it? That's what you're putting aside? I mean, they didn't have it. I'm waiting for massive amounts of fraudulent ballots. We're finding ballots that are heavier. And I know he can't tell us that. But in the way he described what they were putting aside, I lost a lot of faith that maybe this would be blockbuster. I don't know. I still have hope, though. I really do. But, you know, I like to call them like I see them. I make my predictions. Sometimes they come true. Sometimes they don't.
Well, and I've worried about that same thing. I've always been guarded with my hopes of what's going to come out of that Arizona audit. But there are an awful lot of people worried about what's going to come out of it because they're going to court trying to stop it. Hey, Grant, before we run out of time, let me ask you your reaction to what Ron DeSantis did yesterday, signing this Florida election law. He was smiling as he did it, and he's got to know how the mainstream media is going to play it, that he's putting his foot on the throat of voters. He's keeping people from voting. It's going to be just like the knee-jerk reaction we saw in Georgia.
Yeah, I mean, Ron DeSantis to me, and I live in Texas, so we've got a decent governor. I used to say he was really good in Governor Greg Abbott, but after some of the COVID response, he lost a little bit with me, still far better than most. I put him second to Governor DeSantis. And one of the reasons why Governor DeSantis is so great is because he is so personable. So the media can talk about him smiling and all this stuff that he's gleeful about somehow stopping voter rights. What he's doing is he's gleeful about ensuring everyone has voter rights and all votes are counted equally and fairly. That's all. That's something to celebrate and be happy about. But, you know, the media is going to twist it the way they do.
Oh, absolutely. Because going back to the way things were done prior to COVID is not a step backwards at all. It's just that the left was finally able to use a crisis. They were able to take advantage of a crisis to implement things like, hey, let's just mail out ballots to every registered voter, whether we know they're still alive or not, and see what happens. That's the kind of stuff this is designed to stop. And thank God DeSantis is standing up for it.
Mark, I'll tell you, it is the most important issue we face going forward because all the other issues, border crisis, economy, printing money, if we keep losing elections, we'll never win those issues back again. We'll never win another election again. Getting back to pre-2020 rules and fixing some of the problems that were going on pre-2020, it is the number one thing Republicans need to be focused on, and they better be.
Yeah, they better be. That's good advice. Grant Stinchfield, thanks so much, my friend. We'll be watching you on Newsmax.
Absolutely, my man. Thank you so much. 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central.
We'll be there. Thank you, Grant. We'll see you next week. Grant Stinchfield, you can listen to him tonight at 7 o'clock here at Stinchfield 1776. That is a great Twitter handle. We'll be right back. Yeah, that's the president of the Angels talking about letting Albert Pujols go. I guess basically putting him on waivers, I guess. But whoever picks him up still got some salary commitment there, right? Mm. I mean, 28 million, is that what I heard? Is that the number
I don't know.
Something like that. I don't know. Probably not going to work for the Cardinals. We've talked about this. We don't do a lot of sports here, but it's probably not a good fit for the Cardinals, although emotionally you'd love to see him back in a Cardinal uniform before he retires. But the man needs 33 more home runs to get to, I think, 700, which is a key milestone. I mean, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer to begin with, but he's not going to get that with the Cardinals. He won't have enough playing time.
It's kind of sad when you hear the president of the Angels saying, hey, we're done. Like, we're calling this. You'd almost think with a legend like Pujols, you'd hope that he retired on his own terms.
But he might have come to them and said, listen, if you're not going to play me, I need you to waive me because I'm going to go do this somewhere else. And I'm guessing that's kind of how that went down. Apparently, he was pulled from the lineup before facing a pitcher he's had some success against, and he was upset about that, and he went to them and had a little come-to-Jesus meeting, I guess. And now he's not a free agent necessarily, but can certainly shop around to other teams. I hope somebody picks him up. I really do. I do. So after the show today, I will get my second Pfizer vaccine.
All right. Cool.
Hopefully I'm not knocked out all weekend. I heard Reardon talking about it the other day. He had a rough day the day after he got his second.
That seems to be the trend.
I don't know.
The second one.
My daughter felt a little down out of it the next day. So
I haven't heard anybody that had more than like a 6 to 8 hour window of downness with any of them, though.
Nothing like being down and out in a small camper in a campground when it's raining.
Right.
So I
wouldn't be real happy with you. Not great timing.
Oh, well, how do you time these things, right?
Hopefully you feel just fine.
How do you time these things? I don't know. So Denise pointed this out. They're now coming out with wristbands that you can wear to prove
we knew
vaccinated.
It was going to be something. This is one idea that's out there. This new technology from ImmunaBand. It's like this blue silicone bracelet with a built-in QR code.
Ew.
That has your COVID-19 vaccination information in it, so you don't have to carry a card. You can just walk around with a band on that has a QR code to prove it. But it's obviously not only just for like getting in somewhere. It's like basically you're signed to other people that you're safe to be around.
Yeah,
it makes me sick.
Interesting. But I would guess that if you are traveling, it would be convenient. I mean, I'm not saying that if anybody's going to make it mandatory, but if you could get that on, it's with the $20. I mean,
you'd rather wear a band than carry your card.
If you're traveling to Europe or something and
I'd
you're going to get
a private card than
everywhere.
Wearing my health and information on my wrist,
yeah,
but that's me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like
it's icky to me.
Tagging farm animals or something. It's
but people
very
have done it for allergies.
Me.
I remember my mom had an allergy to penicillin, and she used to wear a
that's a bigger deal to me. Like it's like diabetics
people.
Have that too.
Yeah.
Like you can have they had the bracelets that were like you're a type 1 diabetic. You know, like they're I get it, but this is
the social pressure that's going to come along with wearing these bracelets is very gross to me.
They won't be the only ones, I'm sure, coming out.
Yeah, I don't want these people having that information. I don't want to wear it on my wrist. I just don't like it.
Well, and if you lost it, what's to stop
someone else
from wearing it with your stuff on there saying, look,
no
I got the vaccine.
I mean, it's a bracelet.
Kidding.
They fall off. They don't last forever. I mean, it's a rubber or silicone.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
I'm
guess
with
it's you. Better than a microchip. Do we just...
Yo!
Is it, though?
I don't know.
I'm just thinking about getting a little tattoo right here on my forehead. What do you think?
Well, that could be
QR
next,
code?
Mark.
Something.
Not. All right. Here's hoping to you have a great weekend, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get to Kilmeade next. Annie Fry in here noon to 3. Reardon after that. We'll be back Monday morning at 5 a.m. See you then.
Get more at 971talk.com. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!